أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون. This ayat is sunnah to read in the Fajr sunnahs also. And this ayat comes after all the discussion with regard to the Christians, their wrong beliefs, and the debate that was held with them. And clearly it was made known to them that only Allah is to be worshipped, and Isa alayhi salatu salam is in no way Allah or the son of Allah Ta'ala. All that discussion, and then after that, when they did not accept, then Mubahala was offered to them, that is invoking the curses of Allah on those who have got the wrong beliefs. That also they refused. It was really now the end of the tunnel for them. Now there was no hope, but Allah's unlimited mercy, again Allah addresses them and calls them towards righteousness and towards true beliefs. And here now Allah speaks not only to the Christians but the Jews also. And now Allah Ta'ala chooses this way that we can come and understand at least on which we are on common ground. We are on the same page. What we are believing in, make that the basis and correct yourself. Correct your beliefs. You also accept a few basic things, like for example the Jews also claim they believe only in one God. And the Christians also say they believe in one God. And the three monastic religions of the world are known as Islam, Christianity and Judaism. So that basis the Quran makes now, what you are claiming, of course what they claim and what they do are two complete different things. But at least what you are claiming, that you believe in one God. And the Christians also, the Jews also, so on that basis now Allah Ta'ala is addressing them and calling them again towards the truth. Allah's mercy is unlimited. No matter how much a person goes astray, Allah still tries, Allah Ta'ala presents to him all types of excuses, reasoning, that he can come on the right path. So Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تُكَيْهِ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, O the people of the book, that is the Jews and the Christians also, تَعَالُوا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَائِمْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ, آؤ ایک بات کی طرف جو برابر ہے ہم میں اور تم میں. Come to one word that is this, that we both agree on between us and you. That is, we are on the same page on this. In this we share the same values. And what is that? اللہ نعبد الا اللہ, کہ بندگی نہ کرے ہم مگر اللہ کی. That we will not worship anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala. That you people also say, O Christians, that you believe in one God. And the Jews also say they believe in one God. And they don't associate, وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْءٍ, or شَرِيكْ نَا تَحْرَاوَي اُسْكَا كِسِي كُو, and that we do not make any partners with him. They also say that, but the Christians have made Isa alayhi salam a partner to Allah. They believe in the Trinity. They believe that Isa alayhi salam is God or the Son of God. They believe in Allah, God. They believe in Isa as a God and John the Baptist. So they have made a Trinity in that way. The Jews believe that Uzair alayhi salam is also the Son of God, and in that way they also make shirk with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, you people are saying you believe in one God, but examine your own beliefs. You are not believing in one God. You are associating partners. What we are telling you, that we also believe in one God and we don't associate partners. That is what is required. Not just to believe in one God. Like that, even Hindus believe in one God. Even the local indigenous people who believe in their ancestral religion, they also believe in one God, but they associate partners with them. So Allah says, do not associate partners. Believe in Allah as Allah is. وَلَا يَتَّخِذُ وَيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, اور نہ بناوے کوئی کسی کو رب سوا اللہ کے, and that we don't make anyone Allah besides Allah Ta'ala. That is only Allah, and we do not join any partner. No idols we believe that they will intercede for us by Allah Ta'ala. Or that we believe in Allah also, and we believe in some idols also. No, completely, wahdahu la sharik. We believe absolutely, so Allah is inviting them. And only that belief will be accepted by Allah. Even if a person believes in Allah, but he associates partners with Allah, then he will be rejected by Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. Allah Ta'ala does not forgive the guna of shirk, associating partners with besides that, whoever and whatever gunas Allah wants to, and there will be wholesale forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. But shirk, this guna, will not be forgiven. So, and that they take partners. This partaking of partners also refers to the Christians and the Jews who took their ulama and their righteous people, their mashayikh, when they changed the deen, they gave preference to it. They said, these are our big people, and they followed them. But in the process, they rejected the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And so that is also what the Quran terms in not only one this place, many places, that if you believe in any other's laws besides Allah's laws, then that is also shirk. You must only believe in Allah's laws and not the laws of anyone else and those that are against the laws of Allah. That is also shirk. So Allah warns against that also. And finally, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, پھر اگر وہ قبول نہ کرے, and if you do not believe, accept these arguments, you say you believe in one Allah, but you are associating partners. Examine your belief and see what you are believing. You say that you only believe in Allah and only He is Lord. And uncompromisingly we believe in the laws of Allah, you say, but then you accept other people's rulings which are against the laws of Allah. And we will say the Jews and the Christians, their ulama and their mashayikh sold their religion. They took some petty gain of this dunya and they changed the religion. And the same will apply in our religion. If any, whoever, alim, how great he can be, mashayikh, whoever it is, if they change the laws of Allah, that is to be rejected. That is not to be accommodated. Unfortunately, we are falling in the same trap as what the Jews and Christians had fallen in. That they said, these are very big people, they are big ulama, they are big mashayikh, we have to follow them. Even if they are giving laws and fatwas against the religion of Allah, still they were following them. That is what Allah is warning about here. That if you do not accept and you follow these wrong things, فَقُولُوا شَهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ, تو کہہ دو گواہ رہو کہ ہم تو حکم کے تابع ہے. Then tell them that we have nothing to do with you. You bear witness that we have submitted to Allah. We won't submit to any other law besides Allah's law. We won't accept any other partner besides Allah. We have surrendered and submitted fully to Allah Ta'ala. So this ayat, is the sunnah also to read it in the first rakat of the Fajr sunnah. And the meaning of it, if a person ponders, it will strengthen him tremendously. And we should take inspiration from the Quran Sharif that will guide us to righteousness. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and accept from us. This ayat, not in the first rakat, in the second rakat of Fajr, it is sunnah to read. In the first rakat, it is the ayat at the end of Alif Lam Mim. And in the second rakat, this ayat which comes at the close to the end of the third supara, to read it, it is also sunnah, where it is sunnah to read قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ and قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ also. These two ayats are also sunnah to be recited. سبحان الله.